Hi there. Welcome to Intentional Living Center. We opened the doors, and guys, we are going to move from, are you ready? We're going to move from fat to freedom. Hey, I like that title. Really, how do you lose weight in this new year and mean it and stick with it and be intentional about it? And we have one man's story from our own team here of losing 100 pounds. Stay tuned.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in beautiful Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, the president of Family Life Communications and your advocate for the family. Joining Dr. Randy today is Rob Riegel, one of our Intentional Living producers. Our lines are open at 1-888-888-1717. Now, to be intentional for your health, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt. I do welcome you to Intentional Living Center today. And, you know, we all here at the center try to practice what we preach. And, you know, there are five essential areas. And what we find is that some of us can be very intentional in one area and just lousy in another area. Maybe you're very intentional in your marriage and you really work on your marriage and you honor God with your marriage and you communicate well in your marriage and you're on the same page. But in the area of finances, it's a wreck. Or like today in your health, you really wrestle with this. Some of you are, you know, really working on health and wanting to honor God with your health, but maybe struggling with finances. And what we believe here at the Intentional Living Center, are you ready? You got to get MAD, mad enough to say enough is enough. I choose to get intentional in the things that matter most. And that stands for the right mindset, the right attitude of faith, and then making the right decisions and following through. We'll talk more about that in a moment. You heard the introduction that one of our own team members, one of our staff members, is joining me here, usually on the other side of the glass running the control board. But we asked him to come on in the studio today, Rob Riegel. Rob, how you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Man, listen, you know, I saw the before and after picture, which, by the way, is on our highlights page, 100 pounds. And I know when you told us when you graduated from college, you were in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to get 100 pounds heavier than you wanted to be?
Oh, within a year.
Really?
It was just, you know, you graduate, you start working long hours, and the exercise goes out the window, your nutritional habits go down. And it was literally about a year later, I was like 240, 250.
Well, how are you feeling about yourself?
I couldn't believe it was me. I would see pictures, and I thought, that can't be me. And, of course, I felt awful. Blood pressure was up. I had heartburn. I mean, everything that goes with it, I had it. And that was 1994.
Uh-huh.
And I struggled for 13 years with that.
13 years. What did you tell yourself during those 13 years?
A lot of rationalization. I would say to myself, yeah, if I really wanted to, I could. Well, you know, when I finally get my career down and I have time, I'll do something. When my kids get, well, at that time I didn't have kids, but eventually when the kids came along, when they get a little older, there's always something I had to do first before I got my health in order.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever go at diets? I mean, did you have a lot of people talk about the yo-yo type thing? Did you have that experience too?
Yeah, I would try different things, you know. I'd read something in a magazine, and I would try drinking water. I would try a soup diet or, you know, just all these crazy things, hoping they would work. And sometimes they worked for a little while, and then the habits that got me there kept getting worse, and my weight kept getting worse. Mm-hmm. And after 13 years, I was up to 270 pounds on a 5'8" frame.
Wow. So what did you do? I mean, what were you telling yourself to stop even maybe you'd read a magazine a diet or whatever, and you'd start it, you know, what were you telling yourself to stop that and go back to the bad habits?
I don't know if it was what I was telling myself as much as when those things don't work, you give up.
Yeah.
You know, you can try something like this. I had a bowl of cereal for breakfast and lunch and then have a reasonable meal and cut things out after dinner. And, you know, after a week of getting so hungry, it wasn't working, and I was actually getting heavier. I mean, you know, when you get those kind of results, you don't stick with it.
Yeah.
You just feel awful. You feel listless. You're still heavy, and you quit. Mm. It's that simple.
Well, I got a picture of you up here on our highlights page. By the way, you can go look at this as a listener, see the before and after, including a picture of our team here. There's mm-hmm. the after picture with Rob. But you're laying on the floor with your girls there. Was it hard getting up?
That picture is worth 1,000 words, because what got me to the place of being mad is exactly what you see. I would lay down on the floor because sitting up was so uncomfortable. And, you know, if you're overweight and you hear the story. I mean, try to picture this. Maybe you can feel it right now. You sit down, and your belly pushes into your chest, into your neck, and now your head feels like it's going to explode. You feel like you're going to gag.
I can feel it.
It was awful. And here I am. I'm about 36 or 37, and I have to lay down to watch TV. And that's what really brought me to the point of saying, and I remember the night. I remember when I finally said, enough is enough.
Enough's enough. Okay, we want to hear about that night. We want to hear what you did. Rob even has his own intentionals that we're posting today, his thing, the things that he does. And again, we want to encourage you before you start a diet or exercise program. I think it's pretty obvious. See your physician, you know, make sure you have some management of your health in this process. But we're going to find out what you did, Rob, because that was, you said, 13 years to get there. And you've knocked off 100 pounds and kept it off now for 9 years.
Yeah, 9 years.
So no yo-yo with you here. You've been down, you've stayed down. We'll find out how and why. I want to find out why as well. So we'll be back. If you want to join us, maybe you have a question for Rob or you want to tell us how God has honored the decision you've made. You know, we're not looking for diet suggestions today, please. That's a whole other program. But maybe you could just say, hey, if you got intentional, how'd you do it? 888-888-1717.
Hi, I'm Anna Sandeen for Intentional Living. A lot of people are taking on their 30-day challenge at theintentionallife.com. Here are just a few. Kathy is going to stop eating sugar.
Becky says, my one thing is to exercise 4 times a week for 30 minutes. I will eat more fruit and vegetables.
Ava says she is going to use the treadmill for 30 minutes each day. Well, perhaps except on Sundays.
Cheryl says, I'm going to exercise for 10 minutes every day. I need to get my health on better track. My poor health is affecting every aspect of my life.
Nancy says, I will lose 10 pounds over the next 30 days by eating healthier and walking at least 5 times a week. What's your one thing? Take the 30-day challenge at theintentionallife.com. For Intentional Living, I'm Anna Sandeen.
Thank you, Anna. It's a good reminder. Listen, we're talking health today, and I freely admit from the platforms of America where I've spoken and on the radio, of the 5 essential areas, this is the one that I've wrestled with, and I can blame my mother, who's been in heaven now for many years, you know, going back to childhood. And, you know, that's an excuse. That's a cop-out. Every day we got to take care of ourselves. Look in the mirror, as I've been reminded, and say, hey, I'm responsible for myself. Okay. We know you lost the weight, but why'd you lose it? I mean, what's going on in your heart, your mind, to say, hey, enough's enough?
Yeah, there came a point when my health was so bad. I described it. I had to lay down on the floor to watch TV. I also had a doctor who was all over me. He was younger than me. I never had a doctor younger than me until then. And he kept telling me, Rob, you're going to have a heart attack. You're going to have a stroke. You're going to end up diabetic. You're not going to see your kids grow up. And he had this list of meds that scared me because I had seen relatives take these medicines and things happened. And so I said to him, I said, you know, I think I'm going to try to diet. And he said, really? Like, that worked for you already? So, I mean, that helped because he basically said, you can't do it, and you don't tell me that I can't do it. But really, it came down to how bad I felt. I knew he was right. I knew when I couldn't sit up to watch TV, when I felt that bad, like my head was going to explode, I knew something had to change. And, I remember the night like it was yesterday. It was the last Saturday in February of 2006. And I lay down on the floor one last time, and I said to my wife, I said, Beth, I feel like I am a skeleton trapped in a water balloon. No kidding. I felt like I was a bag of water. That's how my body felt. And you got to remember, one time I had done bodybuilding back in high school and college. I knew what it was like to feel good, and I could not believe how I felt laying on the floor that night. And I said to my wife, come Monday morning. All right, I give myself Sunday to have one more day of freedom. I said, come Monday morning, this is it. And really, my attitude was, if I have to staple my lips shut, it's coming off. Okay, I didn't really staple my lips shut, yeah. I'm a broadcaster. But I did. That Monday morning, I never looked back.
Well, you know, some people say, well, Rob, you know, that's because you're highly disciplined. And I think a lot of people say, well, you know, the willpower. I want to do it. I get started. I get discouraged. I get sidetracked or whatever. And that's been tough. And we talk here at Intentional Living about mindset, right, which is biblical, by the way. Set your mind on things above, on Christ. And that certainly fits into this. We are a creation of God. Our attitude of faith, which says that we have confidence to step out, that we can do this and trust God. And then for the letter D, we talk about making a decision and setting habits. What kind of habits did you set? Because ultimately, habits have to be learned, and once they're learned, my guess is it's a lot easier for you now than it was the first month or 2 months in the process.
Habits are a huge part of it. I liken the experience to my faith journey because in both cases, I had that turning point. You know, when it came to faith, I had to stop being lukewarm, and I had to either be for God or against God. And that's how I really came to faith in Christ back as a 19-year-old. Well, in 2006, it was almost identical. That night, laying on the floor, I realized there was no in-between. I either had to go all the way forward or go back. There was no in-between.
All right, hold on for a minute. We want to have Lisa join us because I think she's right along the line of what we're talking about here with motivation. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Hi, Josh Carlson.
Appreciate your call. Do you relate to this motivation issue?
Yes, because that's why I'm at. this has been a year. I want to get my health in check. I want to, you know, feel better about myself. And and I have all the components to do that. It's just the motivation. I mean, I joined a gym like 3 weeks ago, and I've only been there twice. And, you know, I know I can do it. I did it before. But if, I guess my question would be to your
to Rob.
To Rob is like what helped him get motivated.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a great, great question. That's a great question because I think Lisa speaks for a lot of people. You get the gym membership, go for a month, and here it is, end of January, and a lot of, you know, a lot of health club memberships are not being used and other kinds of things. Motivation. What does that mean when you hear that word for you?
You know, for me, it's not necessarily just motivation because I had that point when I decided to change, but I also had to really do the next right one thing. And what I have seen in my own life, you touched on this earlier, and I see this with people like this caller. You start out doing half attempts or half truths or dieting myths. And it train wrecks. It doesn't work. When I first tried to lose weight, that was February of 2006, and through about May of that same year, I was ready to quit a bunch of times because I was cutting calories, I was starving, I was working out, and it wasn't working. And I can tell you that through that time, Google became my friend. Books became my friend. I began to study. And I'll give you one little thing that I learned. This is huge. Because it's like with the gospel, you know the truth will set you free. You know, you can try to do a lot of things to get yourself saved, even after you decide for God, but none of them works apart from the gospel. And what I found was, for example, I was just trying to cut calories, but I was doing it in a way that hurt my body. I was actually gaining fat unwittingly. So, like, for example, I started to learn about the rate of digestion. And once I learned that, I can explain that if you want, but the bottom line is once I learned that principle, I stopped starving myself. So many people start a diet by starving themselves. It doesn't work. They quit, and they're right back where they started from. I did that for 13 years.
Mm. Wow. Well, I think what you're saying, Rob, is it's easy to pick up a book and say, this is what this person says and go follow it. And most, you know, probably reasonable diets are going to work. But it sounds like you invested yourself into the process. In other words, you said, hey, I'm going to make this a study for your body. In other words, you took it on as a personal challenge, not just to lose weight, but to find out how to lose weight for yourself.
Well, when you have an obesity problem like I had, you can't throw token attempts. And let's face it, it takes a lot of effort to do it. Why would you invest that kind of effort if you know it's not going to work? It's like the old proverb of a person who takes a ladder, climbs the building, it's the wrong building. You really want to make sure if you're going to invest that you're investing into the right thing so you get a good return, if that makes sense.
Keep in mind too, Lisa, when you look at the root of the word motivation, it comes from the root of it's called MOV, meaning to move, to actually do something. Motivation is not something that happens external.
Yeah,
you're not going to wake up in the morning and this, quote, spirit of motivation is going to overtake you, especially when it takes something like, you know, eating differently or exercising or whatever. It's actually doing it. You know, it's developing a habit. If it's exercise, the little things that we know work, laying out your clothes in advance, setting into your routine, And so on, having a partner we know helps, having someone, accountability makes a difference. Did you have any of that accountability?
I did.
Was this, or were you on your own?
Well, my wife and my kids were very supportive, even to the degree that while they do have foods that I won't eat to this day around the house, you know, they're pretty good about not waving things under my nose. They've always been, just very encouraging. My wife has prayed for me. I don't doubt that some of the wisdom I gained came from a praying wife. So I value that. But I think it really does come down to the truth. You know, we have up on the highlights page Rob's intentionals, which is my own thing. But if you read them, you'll read 10 things that I practice, 10 habits. And I'll tell you what, I didn't make them up. They're pretty good science.
All right. Hang on. I want to have you come back and share some of these on your list, some of the real basic things that you've done that others could consider and pray about. And again, I'll be real clear. We're not here offering you medical advice or a diet today. We're just telling you Rob's story. What's worked for him? And what's going to work for you? Some of these things make a lot of sense, but you need to make sure you see your physician as well in the process. Okay, really important. We'll be back, and we'll hear some of Rob's intentionals that he's worked on that help him lose and keep off 100 pounds.
Our lines are still open at 1-888-888-1717. This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. If you need prayer, join our prayer community at theintentionallife.com/prayer. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
If you work with family in your family business, you know it's hard balancing work responsibilities with obligations at home. The Intentional Living Center's Dr. Randy Carlson urges you to save May 28th through the 29th at the Arizona Biltmore in Phoenix for the Thrive Conference. Dr. Carlson and an expert guest faculty will coach and encourage you in keynote and breakout sessions and help get your family business to the next level. The Thrive Conference from the Intentional Living Center. Go to familybusinessconference.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Do you ever find that a half hour a day with Dr. Randy just isn't enough? Well, drop by our website and check out Dr. Randy's blogs or his intentionals or his books, CDs, and DVDs all at our bookstore. Go to theintentionallife.com. Randy?
All right. Thank you, Kurt. I'm chuckling. I love how you reintroduced me there. A half hour with Randy isn't enough. I was thinking of Donna, my wife. Call her and see what she thinks. I don't know. Anyway, we're talking with our own Rob Riegel, who's part of our production team here at Intentional Living and living the intentional life, and especially in the area of his health. And 9 years ago, said enough's enough. After 13 years of gaining 100 extra pounds, he said enough's enough. To honor God, lost 100 pounds and kept it off. And he's got his own intentionals here, what he did. Okay, this is his story of what he did. Now, he's not a doctor, he's not a nutritionist, but I'll tell you what, he's done a lot of research. And we've listed these things out. See your own physician. And I think the bottom line here, Rob, is you took ownership.
Yeah.
You didn't just pick up a book or a magazine article and say, I'm going to go out and try this or try that. Mm-hmm. You invested at the front end by saying enough's enough and then went out and did research until you landed on what works for you.
Yeah.
How much of that sense of ownership do you think that played into this process? That it was your own program you put together with your own research and so on.
I think it's real motivational, but I also think it comes down to I believe in what I do. You know, I know why I do what I do. You know, eating is something that you either are a slave to it or it serves you. And I love the fact that I have freedom around nutrition now. You know, I'm not constantly walking around going, oh, I can't eat this, or I just do it. You know what I mean? And that feels really good.
All right. Let's go through maybe not all of them. Pick a highlight a few of these things that you did that helped you in your process.
This one's really huge. It's number 3 on my intentionals. It's I don't just count calories. I design each meal in order to slow the rate of digestion. Here's a big dieting mistake I found people make. You wake up and you say, I'm going to have a really healthy, natural breakfast. So let's say you eat an apple and a banana. It's fruit. It's God-given. Yay. It's also all simple sugars. And this is where people make the mistake, because those 200 calories are digested so quickly in your bloodstream that even though they're low-cal, low-fat, your body doesn't have time to burn all those calories. so it stores it as fat. That wasn't what you wanted to do. What's even worse is that it spikes your blood sugar, crashes it. Now you're voraciously hungry, not what you wanted to do. Now your body goes into crisis mode and decides to burn muscle instead of fat, not what you wanted to do. And yet you started out with a good intention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's where I learned that my meals have to be a good balance of protein and good fats and a proper balance of the carbohydrates, your simple, complex, and fiber. When I started doing that, I went from struggling and being hungry to being very satisfied, and the weight, the fat, came off like that.
All right. What's another one on your list?
A huge one is drinking water. Water has three very powerful effects. It's cleansing, for one thing. Secondly, a lot of people mistake thirst for hunger. I should say hunger for thirst. You think you're hungry when your body's thirsty. And then the other thing is that chilled water can have a calorie burning effect. And so drinking enough water, which I've researched, about half your body weight in ounces daily, is just, it's just wonderful for your body. Another thing that I do, if you're going to have fruit juice, eat the fruit with it. You know, the fiber slows the absorption. Don't just drink the juice. It's one of my principles there. Another thing is I just try to avoid empty calories. I'm not saying we need to outlaw foods like soda, but, I mean, frankly, why would I drink 150 calories of sugar when I know what it's going to do to me?
Yeah, we drink a lot, don't we? A lot of our excess calories really do come from what we drink. And I know even the soda industry is taking a whack because people are waking up to that. How about exercise? How'd that fit into your regimen?
It's really great because a lot of times the caller we had earlier, sometimes you imagine these Biggest Loser programs where people are flipping these million-pound tires and they're in spandex and they're sweating and you're looking at 8 hours of exercise and you think, yeah, that's my New Year's resolution. It's not. I'm 45 years old. I can't do that. And what I found was that when I started eating right, exercise wasn't all that hard. I mean, I do cardio for a half hour a day, 5 days a week, and I'm not marathoning. It's really neat how, yeah, the exercise, I do that, but I don't have to kill myself. I'm not living an unreal life for a 45-year-old guy.
What has this done for you and your family and you personally, spiritually and otherwise?
I'm there for my kids because, I mean, who knows? Maybe I would have had a heart attack or a stroke by now, or maybe like some of my family members who have developed diabetes from bad habits. But I also get to go out and my daughters, they're now 14 and 11. And, you know, my daughter's my height. She can move. She can play some basketball. Well, she ain't losing dad. You know, I'm able to keep up with them. And it's a great investment into their lives. But if I had been the way I was 9 years ago, I couldn't even run a mile. Mm-hmm. It was just that bad. So I feel like I'm able to be there for my family in ways that I never was before.
Mm. If you were to just, you have one thing here. We got just a minute or two left before we have to wrap it up here, Rob. What's the one thing for the discouraged person who's listening today and feeling like you felt when that picture was taken on our highlights page? What is it?
You know, I think beyond the motivation, if you really finally turn and you say, I'm going to do this, get the truth. I mean, I did my research. Hopefully something here that I have online will help somebody. But take these intentionals and then go to your doctor. Go online. Do the research for yourself and just do the truth, because it's just like the gospel. The truth will set you free.
Mm. Well, Rob shared his testimony, his story with our staff. The other day, I think we video recorded it, didn't we? That'll probably be up this year. We'll get that up for our members. We'll talk about that. But if you'd like to read Rob's story, we've put it on the online here. You wrote it up, and we put it on our highlights page. Also, Rob's intentionals for health and nutrition, what he's experienced for himself, are here. All 10 of those are listed. And again, I know Rob joins me in reminding you that these are things that work for Rob, and we want to be really direct and intentional, and you consult your doctor or your healthcare professional regarding your specific needs and your specific health situations. But you know what? Even then, you can get together and put a plan together. I think what's come through for me this half hour, Rob, is that when we pick up somebody else's idea and we don't own it, it doesn't become our goal, and we don't have our own sort of personal stamp on it, we're going to put the book down or the program down the first time we get resistance. And the key here is to know that we honor God with our body, right? That's what the scripture says. And Rob, you've been doing that. Appreciate you joining me today.
Oh, it's an honor. Thank you.
Thank you for your work, by the way. as part of the team here at the Intentional Living Center. He wept. He got in touch with the emotions of change. I'm convinced that you and I will never change anything of significance in our life if we don't feel it. Change is not an intellectual process. Change occurs at an emotional level when I say I am sick and tired of what's going on and I'm going to change. Or because I love you so much, I'm going to change. Because I care for God and I love Him so much, I'm willing to change. Intellectual changes don't last very long. Change occurs as a result of feeling it. Nehemiah felt it. Boy, when you think about it, that's a clip of one of my teachings, and it fits in beautifully the topic today. You know, just intellectually saying, hey, I need to take better care of my health or I need to grow spiritually isn't going to get you very far down the road. You got to have the emotion and certainly the Holy Spirit's presence and power in your life to do this. And again, come on over to Highlights page and see some photos there. Hear Rob's story, read his intentionals by going to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. I want to say thank you to, I've got a list here of some wonderful people who have joined us in becoming a part of the ongoing monthly support for the ministry. I want to say thank you to Victoria from Phoenix, Chris and Gail from Peoria, Arizona. Thank you. I want to say thanks to Jack and Kathy from Parma, Michigan. And I want to say thanks to Pam in Dexter, New Mexico, and Carolyn in Lubbock, Texas. Thank you so much. April in Owosso, Michigan. Here is Kevin in Sanborn, Iowa, and Jennifer from Cherryvale, Kansas. Just some who have recently become a part of the ongoing membership of Intentional Living. Two things occur. One is you're assuring that we can continue to do this ministry every day because there's an expense associated with it, as you can imagine, with staff and satellite and so on. Every dollar goes back into the ministry when resources are ordered or events at conferences and so on. It goes back into the ministry. And secondly, I get an opportunity to come alongside and share my heart in an exclusive monthly mentoring CD just for members, and I want you to be a part of it, just like those I've mentioned and others. So come and join us today by going to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. On the homepage, you'll see the Become a Member of Intentional Living Donate button in the upper right-hand corner. Click on there and come and join us. And again, I want to thank Rob for joining me today at the center and for his story. I hope it's found much encouragement in your heart today. We'll see you next time with more encouragement for you living intentionally in Christ right here at the Intentional Living Center.